Never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground with it.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm with Night Fire Specialists.
This is Ken Lavin with Mertz Manufacturing.
And I'm Mark McGill with U.S. Ceramics.
Mark McGill, yeah. U.S. Ceramics. Thank you for being here with us today,
Appreciate
Mark.
You
we
very
are
much.
At the Pleasure. Permian Basin International Oil and Gas Show. This show just has so many amazing people here with technology, innovation. You know, how
3,000 of them just
yeah,
everywhere.
Your company is helping out, you know, harvesting our natural resources. Mark, how did you get in oil and gas?
I was really born into it, I should say. I started out my young career working drilling rigs in high school, right, when I probably shouldn't have been, but I was up in North Dakota. And then ended up down in Houston about 30 years ago. My wife dragged me down there. She's in medicine, and I ended up getting a job in the oil and gas industry and then moving over towards proppants. And I've been in proppants the last 25 years of my career.
Man, wow, that's a very 25. Busy area of our industry, that's for sure. Wow. And you've seen the ups and downs. What are some of the things you're excited about right now?
I guess what I'm excited about now is everybody loves, you know, the commodity pricing helps everybody, right? I think the important thing that we've always talked about is quality products, you know, and making these wells more valuable, right? Over the last 5-6 years, we've worked on trying to get them cheaper. But I think it's very important to kind of go to the other side of the range. How can we make them produce more? And really that's what I believe we as engineers need to really start evaluating is how can we make them worth more and increase that EUR for the life of the well.
Okay, I'm going to nerd out a little bit here because I know y'all's products.
I want to hear all about U.S.
So
Ceramics.
Tell me about U.S. Ceramics in a sense of like, do y'all have some new technologies that are coming out that we could definitely pro and put in there for you guys
there
and
you
plug
go.
Right now? And, well, let's start with that. Is there any new technologies
plug away.
Coming out?
Plug away.
Well, I don't have anything I can actually commercially say right now. But
oh, I like that. Okay.
I do know U.S. Ceramics is working on, let's call it a higher quality, not higher quality, but higher performing, higher stresses proppants that's been in the works for a while. We're the U.S.'s largest ceramic economy manufacturer. There, of course, there are others that have been out there for quite a while, but I can honestly say when we put our plant together, it was focused in on, number one, environmental stewardship, mm-hmm. and the other thing was making sure that the products that we make are not only economical, but withstand the test of time.
Well, you went into my other nerd out that I was going to do. So tell people out there, the people that don't know in the industry, what is the crush point? What is the ceramics that everyone, you know, a lot of people think of sand and they don't think about ceramics or whatever. And tell them some of the numbers that they can maybe potentially go off of like what it does and things like that.
Sure. I mean, the unique thing about ceramic, again, long story short, the reason you're putting sand or a proppant in the wellbore or in the fracture is to keep the fracture open and to keep it permeable, right? So oil and gas can flow to the wellbore. But the problem with the sand these days, all sand always goes away after time. With the higher crush resistance or the higher crush of the reservoir, with the temperature, it all goes away after time, right? Yeah. So after 6 months, 7 months, the conductivity or the flow capacity of the sand continues to degrade to almost nothing, right?
Exactly.
Whereas in a ceramic is stronger and can withstand those closure pressures and temperatures, right? So the important thing is in your well, if your reservoir ends up reaching about a 7,500 PSI closure pressure on that proppant, you're going to no longer have a lot of sand left, right? Especially if you're only talking about 1 or 2 or 3 grain widths wide.
Exactly.
Right? 2 pounds per square foot.
Mm-hmm.
Is only about 7 grain widths wide. And we're not putting 2 pounds per square foot in these fractures. We're putting about a half a pound. So let's think about that. You got 1 or 2 sand grains that are really trying to hold up to the pressures of time, so to speak.
Right?
The pressures of time.
Pressures of time. You heard it here first. Yeah. Pressures of time.
Pressures of time.
I love that. We got to use that.
So if you're looking to produce a well for the long term, right, for the long term, especially near the wellbore where conductivity and you have a pressure drop and convergence flow, it's important to keep that conductivity. And that's where ceramics are going to benefit you the most is in your near wellbore conductivity.
Amen.
You heard it here first. Don't use sand. Use U.S. ceramics.
That's
I love
see,
it.
See, guys out there that I'm so glad. Thank you. I love that. That's exactly what people needed to hear. That stuff is awesome to me. I love that stuff. So,
do you think someday with the technology we have, like 3D modeling, you could make those ceramic prop hints where they have porosity as well?
You know, it's interesting you talk about that because it's that would be the unique one, right? And you know, as they say, stronger than dirt. You know, and cheaper than dirt, right? Yeah. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen with man-made products. But whether it be a product with porosity, or I've always talked about a disruptive technology out there, which isn't a proppant, but maybe a fluid out there that you can pump that creates some sort of inner porosity, you know, connected inner porosity, but maintains, again,
I slight think little nano. Great
for the
nano.
I've seen, I'm going to plug in, but FlexChem, you know, our friends, you know, they have that stuff that's, you know, I mean, you could infuse it into the ceramics, you know, where over time it, you know, it leaches out and keeps those well bores.
That's right. It helps treat some of the scale issues and some of the corrosion issues that's there. So there are those technologies out there, but it is very fascinating, right? What you can do in situ in the proppant pack, right?
So what is the best way for people to get in touch with this awesome technology and this beautiful man right here?
Oh, there
you
go.
Guys, right.
So the bald guy is beautiful.
They were wanting me to shave my head for this interview and it's not happening. So tell us how you get in touch with you.
Well, it's pretty easy. Just log on to www.usceramics.com, or my personal email is mark.mcgill@usceramics.com. That's M-C-G-I-L-L, McGill. And we'll reach right back out to you, and we're more than welcome to come talk about, you know, our technology and helping you make a better well for the long term.
Awesome. And LinkedIn too, right?
Of course, I'm on LinkedIn and Mark McGill. Yeah, you got to be on that social marketing and media, right?
Absolutely.
This is what we do, Mark. Thank you for being our victim today. we hope that everybody reaches out to Mark and supports him in his career. And we see him for a long, long time with US Ceramics. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Gentlemen.
God bless everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let the world judge, because they don't see 5,000 candles, 5,000 candles.